Well, here in this country, nearly 24 states have ended their stay-at-home orders and restarted some industries. Only a handful of those are led by Democratic governors, among them Colorado, which took steps to reopen some offices and businesses this week. Joining us now is Colorado Governor Jared Polis. Governor, welcome.
Honored to join you.
When you told NPR a few weeks ago that you wanted to see a very clear downward trajectory for a while before reopening, federal guidelines suggest 14 days with fewer new cases each day, but your state's own data don't show that clear downward trajectory in the weeks leading up to Monday when you moved into this phase that you're in of reopening. What was in the data that made you decide this week was the time?
Well, it does show a very clear downward trend. We've been about 3 weeks. You can see our data at covid19.colorado.gov. We have now a positivity rate of about 10%, down from about 25% during the height of this. Our hospitalization rate is down by about a third from the height. Now, we're doing a lot more testing, right? So we're catching more cases, but that doesn't mean there are more cases. We're basing our actions on how many cases there are. And thankfully, with more testing, we're able to catch a higher percentage of those.
Well, you say you're doing more testing, but according to data collected by Vox, Colorado ranks in the bottom quarter of states for testing.
Well, we're certainly a smaller state, but we've increased testing by about 10 times from when this started, which was only a month and a half ago. We now have the capacity to process about 10,000 state tests each day in state, and we're conducting in the 2,000 to 4,000 range right now, which should be at about 5,000 a day very soon.
5,000 a day. Now, last week, you told Colorado Public Radio that you hid a shipment of tests from the federal government out of fear it would be seized. Are you able to get the tests you need?
Well, and that's part of the reason we're able to increase. We were able to acquire 100,000 tests from South Korea. Those have been deployed to our county healths. We have 20 different free community testing sites across our state. That's in addition to the hospitals that, of course, are doing testing. We are supporting county health, and we have the Colorado National Guard providing logistical support, and we published an interactive map of where people can get that testing near them.
What does it say to you, though, that you had to hide a shipment of tests from your own federal government?
Well, you know, we certainly value our partnership with private test providers, international, domestic, with the federal government. Whoever's willing to help us in Colorado, and I think many states feel the same, we are thrilled to partner with the federal government, with our private partners, with other nations. And, you know, Taiwan sent us 100,000 N95 masks. We're very grateful for that. So we're grateful for all the help that we can get from any source.
Are you getting the help you need from Washington?
Well, we certainly would love a greater role in helping to support testing ramping up. They're beginning to help more with some supplies. There's a new program that they're helping to provide high-quality masks to our nursing homes to help us protect the most vulnerable. Our state has also done, and we are continuing to scale up, testing of asymptomatic workers at our nursing homes to try to prevent further contagion from carriers who don't even know they have it.
What about contact tracing? NPR is reporting that Colorado needs about 1,700 contact tracers. That's 30 per 100,000 residents. How many have you hired already, and how many cases are you able to track right now?
I don't know the source for that 1,700 figure. We're certainly trying to gear up our epidemiological tracing and tracking efforts as quickly as we can. We launched a system tracker app last week. That is also being tied into both the high-touch, normal epidemiological methodology. We've doubled our number of epidemiologists, but also looking at how we can scale that in a more automated way.
Governor, like every state, you've had to make budget cuts as a result of this situation. You've made cuts to Medicaid. You say federal spending will make up for it. But what about in the long term? Will Colorado need a bailout from the federal government to keep providing vital services like health care for the poor?
Well, you know, it's a completely appropriate right now, but obviously families are tightening their belt and it's a difficult time, and city and county and state governments are also tightening their belt. The federal government, not so much, because they just have deficit spend. We are grateful under the CARES Act for the assistance that was given to larger cities and counties in the state. And it's our understanding that Republicans and Democrats in Congress are working on the next round of aid for smaller municipalities and counties, and including some ability to help states do the response that we need for the COVID-19 crisis.
Although there's already been some pushback about giving a lot of money to states, even from the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who's talked about letting states go bankrupt.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, up to Congress. We'll obviously make do with the best of what we can. And we already cut $280 million in spending. We're certainly expecting to cut additional spending next year. It'll be substantial, probably in the billions in our state. You know, the exact amount will be depend on exactly what the federal government does to help work with the states on our COVID-19 response.
Governor, you've said that visitors coming in from around the world, coming to Colorado's ski resorts, accelerated the spread of coronavirus in your state. As you look ahead, do you think that there will be a normal ski season in Colorado next year?
Well, I sure hope we'll have as close to normal ski season as we can. And we're going to have a ski season. The word normal might not exactly characterize what it looks like. You know, frankly, we're even hoping that we have, you know, world-class mountain resorts in Colorado. Many people don't know we often have skiing into July. So we're hoping that at least some folks can get back out on the slope, some of our local residents in June, in as safe a way as possible. But in terms of what the tourism market will look like, what the the flights will look like, it's going to be tough times for the economies of our mountain resort areas. But you know what? Our world-class mountains, our rivers, our ski areas are going to be here long after any of us are gone. And we want to make sure that as soon as we're ready to welcome visitors, that we hope the visitors from across the world are ready to return and have a great time in Colorado.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.